My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So listen, we're not going to start ripping people. You know where basically everybody stands. If you don't know where any host stands here on the stadium thing, then shame on the host. We've had plenty of opportunities to tell you where
bad
we stand.
Radio hosting.
I am pro stadium in Brook Park. Lima is pro stadium in Brook Park. The show seems to be pro stadium in Brook Park. I don't know any host right now in on the fan.
Of the options that we were given.
Yeah, of the options that we see. Yeah, if you come up with a great option and I see renderings of it and I get a chance to get excited about it, we have the right to new information. I can change my mind.
Yeah, what was the rumored site that was going to be down Lakeside?
Where Channel 3 is currently,
yeah,
kind of.
Had that have been the dome, I would have opted for that.
There was also post office area.
That would have been a nightmare, I think, logistically. But so, I would have been for that. I would have rather had a dome in one of those situations or retractable roof. But that wasn't given as one of the options.
So if I see something that looks tangible and nice, we can always change our mind. But there's been two things. One, tax use, which we could talk about tax use all day long, and we could turn this into NPR. Nothing against them, but I don't know if we want to go down that road if we don't have all the facts. Second thing is that there are plenty of people who say that they want an outdoor stadium because it's an outdoor stadium on the lake. Okay, throughout this entire process, and Lima, you agree with this, I do not want it to sound like we will not let you have your viewpoint if you believe outdoor football is right for Cleveland. I do not want to do that. You do not want to do that. I'm not, unless you start saying terrible things about people involved that are untrue and we have to dump you for it, I ain't going to run anybody for anything. All right? When it comes to that, I don't want to run. If you have a different point of view of it, because I do feel that some people now feel that before, 5-10 years ago, it seemed 90% of people wanted an outdoor stadium. Now I think that has flipped, and I think that the people who do want an outdoor stadium still, maybe they feel like they've been choked out, quieted down. They won't get their viewpoint out. I'll be open and inviting to everybody. So I want to know from people, if you still want an outdoor football stadium on the lakeshore, tell me why. Tell us why. Not just me. Tell Tone. Tell Owen. Tell Mitch. 216-474-0092. Because they had Chris Ronayne on Afternoon Drive. And yeah, he had his press conference, and the press conference was a fine press conference. I got nothing against the guy. I got nothing against his press conferences. I did have something against some of the answers that he had when he was asked by Spencer a couple of things. One of them was he does claim that fans like the stadium by Lake Erie.
You know, Pittsburgh has been on the Three Rivers for quite some time. It's become a part of who they are. You know, the Bengals the same on the Ohio River. You know, us on the lake. It's sort of who we are. And, you know, I know your fans are split on this, as are my constituents, because we share them. And I'm not saying we're right or they're wrong or anybody's right or wrong, but I am hearing from a lot of people that we like what we have.
I'm not hearing anything from it. That's why I want to open it up to you guys.
I think that's the
opinion. I'm willing to be a public forum here, clearly.
And I totally understand that different shows have different demographics. Certainly, there are people I talk to at times that they like sports, they don't love sports, and they always worry about whether or not there's truly a return on sports in one location versus another. All I know is the comment I've heard the least, or the opinion I've heard the least, is, hey, I actually really love our stadium situation right now. They might love the fact of where it is because maybe they live in Ohio City or Tremont. They love walking on game days. That's just been a part of the nostalgia because their parents, their grandparents walked to Municipal from wherever. But the one comment I hear the least is, I love the stadium and I love where it's at. Both of those things. I almost never hear that.
So here is Chris Ronayne, the county executive, saying that renovations are going to extend the life of Cleveland Browns Stadium.
These things are built to last. They're built to last 50 years, you know, at least. And this thing being 25 years old, it's got another 30 years on it. And with that, the cities just reinvest. They reinvest around what they've got.
That I completely disagree with. I do not believe that that building was built to last.
Again,
every
one
person.
One of the most common refrains I've heard about that stadium is it was rushed. It wasn't built the right way.
Exactly.
And the cost of maintaining it is going to continue to soar.
We've had engineers calling in to say that. And so that's something I do not want to do. That part, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry about anything. I firmly disagree with the county executive on that. I think that that's patently, I think that that's ridiculous. I really do think that that's ridiculous. I mean, if we're going to spread this out, how long are we talking? Are we talking another 10 years? So we'll just do this in 2034?
The kicking the can approach.
Yeah. When probably all these people have moved on in their careers as county executive or mayor.
More years of life in it.
So we're going to do this in 2044. Is that when we're going to do this? I mean, I'm dead serious about this, guys. That part I vehemently disagree with him on. From any single person where we've had, how long have you and I been on the air together? 8 years now, and we've been on the air together for 13 years at the Fan. Not together, but for 13 years at the Fan. How many engineers have called in? How many people who worked on those projects called in and said the same thing that you just said about the stadium? How it was rushed, how we wish we would have got another year, how it would have been more structurally sound, how there would have been more things that they could do with it, how they could possibly have put a roof on the thing had they had another year. If everybody who knows that project says it's rushed, I cannot believe that you can get another 25 years out of that building without there being some actual serious problems there at some point. It seems that right now the problems would be, well, we want a better facility. I don't want to get to a point then where it becomes an emergency situations in some parts of these, in some part of the building, like we've seen in stadiums in the past. I do not want to get to that level. Like where was the, if over FedEx Field, where basically it's falling apart. I don't want to get to that level. Now, part of that, I do think that Dan Snyder just let it fall into disrepair because he wanted a new stadium, and that's the old owner of the place. But FedEx
Which
Field,
is a tactic, yeah.
FedEx Field is the prime example of it is, I mean, it's borderline dilapidated out there. I don't want to get to that level. He goes on, there are other downtown options for the stadium.
South of Progressive Field, there's a lot of land. Now, right now, there's an entertained idea for a soccer field there, which maybe those aren't mutually exclusive. But that area around Orange Avenue and the post office, as you come in from the south to Progressive Field, is actually an area where you can extend Gateway.
Now, here we are. Give me something I can see.
But that's going to be a deal breaker for the Haslams, who the whole point they're doing this is not just for good in the community, and it's their right to make money. They do own the team. They are business owners. Yeah. They want to do development. But they want to do other things. There's no space for them to have
true.
The Crocker Park.
But what I'm seeing is what I'm saying here is give me something I can see. Give me something that I can at least I can have a back and forth with and consider in my head. Because what I've seen in Brook Park, now, whether or not that actually gets built, that's a bunch of different things. I mean, the late, great Dick Fegler would say, again, the city, if it was all concepts, we'd be bigger than New York and Paris combined. One concept is something, but once I see it, then I want to believe it, then I want to put it into action. Again, I told you this coming in on Saturday over at the stadium. Before, I just accepted it for what it was, and I never, ever thought about anything that would change my commute coming up East 9th or coming down West 3rd or any of the other things. Once I saw that concept, now all of a sudden I'm starting to notice the orange barrels and the barricades for construction, and I'm noticing that there's one restaurant on the lakefront and that there's nothing else out there and that you've had a stadium on the lakefront for 90 years and there's been nothing else there as far as development. I didn't notice that until I saw that. I get excited about those other things. I get excited about bringing in a bunch of tourism. I get excited about bringing in a bunch of events. I get excited about possibly, and I'll tell you what else I get excited about. I get excited about taking the land that's on the lakefront and redeveloping it for something else, for permanent housing, you know, for permanent business, for people that are going to be paying taxes, whether they're living and working in Cleveland. I start to get excited for that possibility there. So I can get excited on two fronts. You give me something that I can see south of Progressive Field, then we can talk. But I've only seen one thing, and what I've seen is pretty nice. I'm telling you just from the general interest of fans.
And obviously, too, when you're talking about people commuting in and where they're coming from, like as much as it's awesome that the population downtown is like doubled or whatever since the station's been on the air, it's still not the critical mass that's needed to where the stadium has to be downtown, in my opinion. It just isn't. It isn't big enough. Yeah. It's not a big enough walkable community that would make sense. Where, you know, I would demand it must be downtown. I like the idea of having it downtown, but it's to me that's not the deal breaker.
I think that some of the answers, you know, that were given, that was the best one as far as give me some other options to look at. I mean, what we're talking about, he had an answer, I think, in the press conference about the weather, that being a factor to it. I'm thinking, well, that the weather has, I can't even say it's recently been an advantage. I think you've had it as an advantage because you've had a better football team. This is Chris Ronan in the press conference.
We've heard about parking. We've heard about outdoor weather. We've lived with that for the 80 years of the Cleveland Browns. I've never seen someone not take their seat because parking was a problem. I've never seen someone not take their seat, even in snow and rain. We're the AFC North. We're a team that, like the Baltimore Ravens, that like the Cincinnati Bengals, that like the Pittsburgh Steelers, we have grit. That is actually a commonality. None of us have a dome, and all of us play football outdoors. Frankly, it's probably a competitive advantage.
I do not believe it's a competitive advantage.
It never has been. Yeah.
You've had better football players.
Not since the 80s.
That are able to withstand it, but I don't think. Yeah, but you're saying the 80s, those were good football players.
No,
oh,
yeah.
The weather did not make Frank Mitterfield better. Frank Mitterfield was a good player.
I just mean they
I know
to,
what you're saying.
Their press clippings where those guys talked about that, maybe in their head they thought it was an advantage. They were really good.
Yeah.
They were a really good team. They had a really good quarterback.
Yeah. The weather does not give Myles Garrett more sacks. The weather did not make Joe Thomas a better offensive lineman. They're good football players. So when you have a better team, yeah, you're going to do better in the weather. You're going to be better in any of the elements. That, to me, doesn't wash. 216-474-0092. All right, there was some tough talk there. We got people here. If you're against it, I want to know. I ain't going to run you. I don't want to get mad at anybody. I'm not going to be mad at anybody. I just know we do not have a single host here off the top of my head, and my phone's not lighting up. We don't have a single host here who is against a move to Brook Park. So that's why I must offer it to you guys. If you are pro lakefront, pro open air, or if you're against it, I want to hear from you. I really want to hear from the folks who are pro open air, pro lakefront, because I feel that there needs to be some form of representation on the other side here. Every host on the Fan, and I've not received any text to the contrary, and I still listen to the station when I'm not on. Nobody on this station has been anti moving to Brook Park. So it might feel to somebody who's anti-moving to Brook Park that they're just going to get hung up on. I don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. We want to be fair. So I do want to hear the other side, because some of the reasoning for it I disagree with. Some of the reasoning for it I kind of side-eye. But I'm more willing to be open to the actual people who could either go to the stadiums or vote on the issue or would have voted on the issue if you could vote on the issue, whatever it might be, then. No offense to Chris Ronan, don't know the guy, probably a decent man. I'd rather hear it from them than a politician. I'd rather hear it from them than anybody who's with the planning board to put a new stadium there. I really would rather hear from the general fan on this issue right now. Ernie in Old Brooklyn, you're first up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Yes, I would rather see the stadium downtown with a dome on it. Nobody has asked the citizens of Brook Park and the Shrine area about the traffic congestion on Sundays when the Browns play. That has got to be an important ingredient in this whole conversation, and nobody has mentioned it. I mean, we're accustomed to the congestion downtown Cleveland, not out in the suburbs.
So you want a dome downtown. You believe there should be a new stadium, though. You do believe.
Yes, okay. Exactly right.
All right, Ernie, thank you very much for the call.
I hate to say this.
What?
Because there's somebody, he asked a question that I'm sure every single person who's living over there is thinking about, right?
What is that question?
About what about our needs? What about our situation? What's going to happen to our situation?
What about me? What about Raven?
And unfortunately, I hate to say it, and I know it's a very NIMBY thing, but I of all the people that the Haslams probably care about, those residents, they probably value their opinion the least.
Well, you're not going to get very much. I don't know if they want to hear that. You're not going
to
get very much support then.
And maybe what they'd say is, hey, if we bring this to you, you're going to get a world-class this and that, you know, maybe a rec center, whatever. It'll be taken care of because of the hassle. But they got to put it somewhere, right? And if it's not going to be downtown, you know, and if this doesn't happen, we may hear about other counties and other locations too. They're never going to care about the traffic in that area. It's just that's going to come with. They're going to say we are bringing something world class to the region. Unfortunately, it's like when they announce where a prison's going, right? They have to figure out. Nobody wants the prison.
You are comparing the Browns' new stadium to a prison.
In that nobody wants the prison, but when they have to go looking for locations, they have to try to bribe the location, the people in that location with, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of nice things because we're bringing this here. Like this, the stadium's going to be a big inconvenience to people that live there. Just that's a reality.
Can we start calling the dog pound death row?
Maybe it's felt that way over the years.
Larry in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Death row gets better meals.
Hey, good morning. Keep it downtown.
Keep it downtown. The same stadium, open air?
State your case.
Yeah, the Browns haven't won anything to begin a state of our stadium. So keep them down there till they win something.
All right, Larry, thank you very much for the call. And Larry hung up. Let's go to Matt in Westlake. Hello, Matt.
You asked, they answered.
First of all, the prison comment, that's got to be on tape and played over and over and over just because it's true. And the next time anyone talks to the folks,
do we have Jimmy DeMore at night at the new stadium? Is that what we go ahead, man?
Well, the Jimmy DeMore thing is perfect because the next time anyone talks to the county, just tell them Medical Mart.
Oh my god,
they shouldn't have a voice.
Go, man.
Yeah, not ideal.
So, do you believe it should be outdoors?
No.
Do you want the dome?
I'd like the dome, and if it's in Cleveland, out of Cleveland, I don't care. Just get more use out of it. You know, we're paying for it. We may as well be able to use it.
All right. Matt, thank you very much for the call. Third one in. We got to it. There it is. Don and Lorraine. Don, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Don.
I can't agree with you more. My goodness. That beautiful rendering concept we saw in the pregame show, that thing is beautiful. If we get a world-class stadium and facility in there, we're going to get all sorts of money in the whole area, and it's going to be a great, great thing. And you know, we get all sorts of big events. It's going to be like, oh, look what Cleveland did. Oh, Pittsburgh didn't do it. Cincinnati, Cleveland came up and did that.
Don, that's Don's the type of guy I'm talking to here, because they're playing on the, hey man, we're tough. Hey, you know what? I can still be tough, and why can't we have nice things? I'd like nice things. I see Indianapolis is a Midwest city. Why can't we have nice things?
Yeah, why did they get the nice thing?
Kind of had to grind it out on our leather ass here for a very long period of time. Would like to be comfortable and would like nice things. We could still be a blue-collar town and have something nice, can't we?
And then if you have the political wars about it, let's be the guy who's a star and brings something great to the lakefront. I'm all for building up the lakefront, but we've had opportunities to do that. We have people patterning after Chicago, patterning after Baltimore, and do something with our lakefront. Absolutely. Well, but that stadium we saw was beautiful. Why put lipstick on a pig when we can have something really great?
Don, thank you very much for the call. Now, the renderings.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Look wonderful. How close it would be to the renderings, I don't know. We saw Progressive Field one time, and we ended up with pods out there in right field. So, again, we got to be careful about the renderings. But from what I saw, it was wonderful. I don't know if it's going to fill it to a T, but we would see. As far as the stadium is concerned, and the most galling thing that I had, and maybe that's not the right choice of words when I'm going to say it, the most galling thing that I had that I heard here was how that this would, well, these are supposed to be 50-year structures. That, to me, that's a non-winner. That's a non-winner. Since I was a kid, since 1999, hey, this thing ain't going to last too very long. Since I was a child. And here I am as an adult doing this, and you've had the stadium long enough, and nobody has said that this was a long-lasting stadium the entire
time. Yeah, now they're saying 30 more years.
Not a single person.
I think that part is the tough one for us to understand, because we've been told one thing throughout the other. Is there a benefit of the doubt I can give to Chris and some of the other influential leaders of the county? Is there any benefit of the doubt? I know people are screaming, no! Is there any benefit of the doubt I can give that they're truly fighting for their constituents, that they're fighting for a better deal from the Haslams for taxpayers? Like, this is the necessary way to fight giving them and just signing off on.
Then wouldn't you
what
just
Haslam,
say that?
That's why I'm asking.
Why wouldn't you just say that then?
That's why I'm asking, because these are very difficult negotiations, and we knew at some point we were going to be in for a fight. We knew when this first got down to two options. I remember some people, some birdies in my ear going, this is going to be a fight.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fight. But then I asked those same people, I said, in the end, will the Haslams get what they want? And almost to a T, the answer has been yes.
But what? Okay, so, but your first messaging to the people, because again, we haven't heard, I'm glad to hear from Chris Ronayne, and I'll be glad to hear from Blaine Griffin.
I wanted to hear from a lot of people a lot sooner.
You know, the mayor's the mayor. I don't know, but it seems, again, Blaine Griffin's been the point person on this, so we'll be happy to hear him very, very soon here. But I want to. I'm happy to hear from any of them. I don't think that it should be, hey, what you have is pretty decent. When a lot of people are going, no. Hey, we can get an extra 25. No. Hey, we're tough. We can't. That means we can't have nice things. We can't do something nice. If you were to come out and say, this is not a great deal for the people of Cuyahoga County, this is not a great deal for the people who live in the city of Cleveland, then I think that resonates a little bit better than just, hey, you ought to be happy with what you have, and it's, you know, it's okay.
Now, they did say yesterday, Chris added, and he was doing the interview junket, so I'm not sure where it was specifically, but he did say that we are looking...
Jamming 92.3.
We are looking, with Action Jackson, we are looking for specifics. We want the specifics. When the city presents the specifics, not just, hey, here's some big numbers, here it is. Like, you have to show how this stadium is going to pay for itself, how the revenue, what the region impact is going to be. You have to show us. And to the fact that, to the point where we're here right around the deadline, was today the deadline or yesterday the deadline?
Yesterday was technically the deadline. The Browns did have a response.
We haven't really had the nuts and bolts, and I was assuming all that stuff was getting worked out behind the scenes, but the county is saying no, it really hasn't.
An outdoor stadium that will probably never be an indoor stadium, at least not as long as any of us are alive. Sons of the Shoe, because we're talking about the horseshoe. Let's take a look at the Big Ten with Nick Wiedelson and Spencer German during their Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now at 92.3thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. We are just a couple of weeks away from week zero in college football, and then your Buckeyes, hopefully on the road to a national championship. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Rob in Austintown. Hello, Rob. Do you want outdoor football still?
No. I've lived in Dallas for the last 10 years, just moved back last summer, and I've been to AT&T, I've been to New Orleans. They're all.
Unfortunately, Rob, your signal's messed up. I think I knew where you were going, but I don't want to put words into your mouth. Apologies. JJ in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
How's it going, Ken?
Not First bad. Thank you, JJ. Go ahead.
My take on it, I prefer to stay outside in by the lakefront. It's just like, they've been there like the whole time they've been in the league, so it's basically kind of like a tradition. Plus, nothing's like playing outside in cold weather, in the snow, even though we haven't had that much often, and we've had a bad team over the years at the same time.
So how many games – do you go to games, JJ?
I don't go, but – I mean, I watch pay-per-view though, but yeah, I haven't been to any of cold weather.
Now, not that I disregard your opinion. I regard your opinion because if you were going to games, then I would say, all right, what is the face value of your tickets? Are you willing to pay probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30% more here over the next 5 to 10 years – on a stadium that's still where it is, that still has the amenities that it has, that still is outdoors, would you be willing to do that? Because my answer to a lot of people is prices are not going to get lower. They're not going to go lower. So you're always going to be paying more for the base ticket price as it goes up. My issue is, well, why don't you just be comfortable if you're going to end up paying more? That's my whole answer to people, JJ.
Right. And then I'll get the point with the dome, too. Like, we'll probably get more stuff. Fair chance of getting the Super Bowl, WrestleMania, more concerts, this and that too. So that also will benefit. That benefits the whole Cleveland area.
But that's also, you know, JJ, that's also where the mixed use comes into it as well. And thank you very much for the call. The hotels, I would imagine apartments. I would imagine a Crocker Park, Legacy Village type of thing around there, Lyman. Maybe I'm off on that. Because you want to make sure you have guaranteed mixed use in there. Because I don't want it to become, we've talked about developing the lakefront since longer than you and I have been alive. So there's been a lot of bluster, a lot of hearsay, and not much has got done. Well, I don't want to have some boondoggle down in Brook Park where it's like, oh, we're going to do all these things. And then you get the same amount of stuff that you got with Brown Stadium. So that's where the mixed use part of it comes in and goes, okay, you at least have this guaranteed part of it where there's business, where there's hotel, where there's dining, entertainment, this, that, and the other. The residencies, you get that going on down at Brook Park. Like, that's got to be a part of the deal there. And that's something they obviously know about because you can't they cannot guarantee us a Super Bowl.
It seemed like they used to get the guarantees, and now we've been told that it wouldn't come with a guarantee. Now, part of this is how much faith do you have in you know, the people that make those decisions, and you know, we've had on, obviously, Spirit of Full Disclosure, we have David Gilbert on all the time. We have championed his efforts to secure some big events. There's another huge convention going on as we speak with some top executives coming from all over the country. They've been really good at securing those events. The ace up their sleeve would be a dome to be able to go get the Super Bowl,
I can't guarantee people a Super Bowl until Roger Goodell says he would guarantee us a Super Bowl. It has to come from a public figure like him to guarantee us the Super Bowl. Then that would push it over. Until then, I'd be hopeful of a Super Bowl. I'd say you'd have a much better chance. Clearly, you'd have a chance to have a Super Bowl. You'd probably have a good chance to get a Super Bowl if you had something that looked like what those renderings show. But I can't guarantee a Super Bowl. And if you don't get one, then you have to have other things around there to be able to make up for that difference. Because that's huge. That'd be huge for a lot of people. Because if we're just building a stadium, then you said Super Bowl that we never got, that becomes a running gag for a lot of people.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, I see what Mitch is holding right now. And he is very proud. He even just put it on. Back there in the booth.
Let me see you.
Mitch Spinell is now rocking a black Pittsburgh Pirates hat, ladies and gentlemen. A ball cap. He's got it. Why would he have such a thing? Because, Mitch, you said you will be doing what?
I am going to the Pirates-Reds game, not this coming Saturday, but the next Saturday out in Pittsburgh.
So, he worked ahead of schedule, he went online, he bought the hat. The question is, do you have to buy a hat before you make a road trip, especially a baseball road trip, to go enjoy a stadium?
First of all, I bought this in a store, did not buy it online.
What's that got to do with the price of fish?
Because online you can't get it, buy one, get one 50% off like you do on the weekends at the store.
Okay. All right.
But the whole thing started because, yes, we're going to the Pirates-Reds game in a couple of weeks. And
Like you and your parents?
Me and my parents and then some family friends. Oh, the family friends are actually Pirate friends.
These fifth
Pirate fans.
God. They are Pirates fans.
I don't like how you guys like make fun of me for like wanting to spend time with my family and my family friends.
Well, it's weird.
It's weird to spend time with your family.
In my life, yes.
Yes, come on.
Fair enough.
Ken, the nuclear family. Mitch, you should be proud of this as an American citizen.
He's 27
Nothing
years
weird
old.
About that.
He's 20... Not 27 yet.
Okay.
Next month.
Yep. Next month. Okay, you're 26 still. He's almost 27 years old.
I just thought you would spend enough time with your family in Kennebunkport, Maine, on that week-long trip where it sounded like you were miserable. Let's just be fair.
I mean, when you're isolated for that long in the bum bleep in the middle of nowhere.
Beside the case.
On the trundle.
I think I need to step out and let you guys go after Mitch. Or I might need to defend Mitch.
Why, do you have a Pirates hat as well?
No, but I went to the Notre Dame game and I bought a Notre Dame hoodie and a Notre Dame hat.
There you go.
But you went to support
Notre Dame.
Pirates supporter, okay. Mitch?
Well, here's the thing. Who would you rather support if you go to a game like this, Pirates or Reds?
I just went to a Twins-Brewers game and did not wear either Twins or Brewers.
That feels different because the Twins, you're in the division, but the Twins and Brewers don't have as much a connection as Pittsburgh and the Reds do to Cleveland.
Can't you just do Rob Lowe to wear a Major League Baseball hat? You don't need to support either team. I would not support either team.
I thought I had one of those when I got my Chicago White Sox cap, and that was an unfortunate mistake
that
I made.
Well, it's not my problem. You got your head up your ass, and you don't know your history, and you don't know what logos
are.
It was different colors.
I have no problem with you experiencing the stadium. I know a lot of people that...
It's the best ballpark in baseball.
It's awesome, yeah.
I've heard people say that.
The Giants ballpark
Giants
is actually
is another
That's
one.
Number two for me, yep.
You've been to both?
I've been to like 25 of the Major League parks.
With mommy and daddy.
Rank, get it.
Power Here we
rank.
Go.
Let's
power
go.
Rank. Let's go.
Let's go. Remember, you're in Cleveland, Ohio. Mitch Spinell is favorite baseball stadium
number
that
one,
he's attended.
Number one, PNC Park. Number two, Oracle, or it was an AT&T Park at the time. Number three, Progressive Field.
Did he just throw Progressive Field in there?
If you can't put Progressive Field in there, who do you put?
Not Great American Ballpark?
It's between Wrigley and, gosh... I mean, new Yankee Stadium was really nice.
Well, of course.
Oh, my God.
What about old Yankee Stadium?
I actually did go to old Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, what about the Polo Grounds?
Cool. I didn't get to go to the Polo Grounds. Played it in a video game.
So, Mitch, why can't you just wear a Guardians hat?
I feel weird wearing Cleveland stuff to other events that have nothing to do with the team if they're not playing.
Have you ever been to the Hall of Fame game?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, then you wouldn't get what that reference is because there's plenty of people who wear all types of different things
that's to the Hall of Fame tradition. But, like, one of my pet peeves is when I see, like, people at Guardians games come to the games with, like, jerseys or hats that have nothing to do with either team or especially either league. But, like, if I go to a Guardians-Twins game and somebody's wearing a Carolina Panthers hat, I get annoyed. I get annoyed easily.
One of my pet peeves is that people
wear a plain T-shirt or wear your New York Borough
sweater. I'm gonna wear the plain T-shirt and the hat.
One of my pet peeves is that people wear hats and jerseys of teams they don't really like. They just do it to fit in.
It's a fashion thing.
Is it? You're fashionable?
I consider myself fashionable.
So what are you going to do when someone high-fives you after a home run thinking that you're a big Pirates fan because you're donning the hat?
I don't imagine people are going to be high-fiving me, but if somebody does, hey, it's a nice gesture.
Mitch, we get texts from our bosses saying that you look like a classic auto mechanic from a TV show, or you look like Bob's Big Boy. You're a fashionista?
I don't really know how to take that. I've never gathered looking in the mirror one time that I look like I should work on somebody's car.
If it's a little cooler, are you wearing the Kenny Bunkport Maine sweatshirt?
No, that's a really thick sweatshirt that I wore on a July day when I got back, and I paid the price for that.
You bought the hat. I know rules for baseball hats are a little different, so go ahead and do it if you want to. Again,
you're saying baseball's different from the NFL? Like, you would never even dream.
No, God, no. I don't really wear hats to begin with. I mean, every now and then, but I don't really wear hats to begin with. So, yeah, no, you don't. I remember, like, I got to go get this football hat. Baseball hats, I guess, are a little bit...
Right. But, so you would never wear another NFL team's hat?
At this point, I would never wear another. I don't know if they make basketball hats or hats for basketball teams.
Basketball hats are snapbacks.
That's true.
That's what the other hat was that I bought for the buy one, get one 50% off.
Which is what?
It was a Cavs hat.
Which one? Design?
You can't find it on the website. It's like navy blue. It's got a little bit of pink in the tint.
Can't find it on the
website. And it's the 2000s Cavs logo with the ball.
I'm at the point now in my life I wouldn't wear a non-Cleveland team. And when it comes to football, I like Notre Dame. What are you going to do? I like Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame.
Well, you like Michigan.
Like Notre Dame.
You like Ashland.
I don't like Michigan.
You like
Akron. I will never
wear Michigan.
I don't like Michigan. I do like Ashland. I work at Ashland. They gave me my first job. I went to Akron. Yes, I like Akron. This is not a hard concept, everybody.
Mitch?
Like Iowa State. We have friends who coach at Iowa State. This is not a hard concept.
Mitch, I have worn an Iowa State hat.
I like Indiana State. I have a friend who coaches at Indiana State.
Yeah.
All right, Mitch, have you looked to see if somehow, some way, there's a chance that Skeens could be pitching?
I like San Diego State. I have a friend who coaches at San Diego. I'll keep going.
Minnesota State.
I have not checked or asked my folks
yet.
I really hope that that's the game because that'd be really cool.
Would you imagine if he is sitting right next to Livy Dunn and he's rocking his Pirates hat? You're gonna be looking for high fives. You're gonna be looking for.
I'm
gonna
be looking for more than that.
Seats are going to be good enough to sit next to Livy
Dunn. Don't pause like that was a thing.
You're the one who said it. I didn't say nothing, weirdo. Got to watch what you say there, buddy. Welcome to our world. All right. Yeah, wear your Pirates hat. Go fit in there.
Should have got a Reds hat.
You have no backbone.
Why do I have no backbone?
Because I went to a Pirates Washington game, and I've told this story many times on the air. I wore a Cleveland shirt. It was just like a Cleveland. Like, what was it? Was it CLE or was it GV Artwork? One of the two. It was a Cleveland shirt, and I told you that lady, like, started giving me stuff about wearing the Cleveland shirt, and I did the whole, well, I can't figure it out with you, but if your husband wants to go meet me up on the concourse, we can go figure it out.
No, that's a Cleveland
thing. My dad does that. Alone.
My dad does that. He'll wear Cleveland stuff to the most random cities.
Because your dad has a backbone, and you, for whatever reason, that was lost on you.
He's sick and tired of doing the heavy lifting for the family, you know, 30 years in.
All I'm going to say is if I could choose another team to half-ass, why would it be the Pirates?
Why would... Yeah, I can't help it with you. Is this a generational difference?
I do wonder if that plays into it.
It seems to be more and more a generational difference.
Like, I understand baseball is a little different. It's not as life or death.
Wise man once said, I'm living in a world I don't understand. And boy, it's getting truer and truer every day, ain't it?
My dad works in B2B marketing.
He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.